With me today is Clara Williams-Roldan. She's the candidate for Greens for Warringah this federal election. Kamusta, Clara?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks for your time.
That's no problem. I'm happy to be here.
Clara, you are a candidate for the Greens this coming federal election. First and foremost, why the Greens?
I think the Greens are a party that has policies that are really looking out for the communities today, but also the communities of the future. And that's something that really attracted me to them. As a young person, I think it's incredibly important that the policies that the government are pushing through into legislation aren't just about, you know, serving the needs of people who are working and part of the community right now, but that they're also growing jobs, growing renewable industries for younger generations. And I think that the Greens really address that. And they have a very, I think, equal and compassionate outlook in terms of how they approach politics. And that was something that really resonated with me.
So this is your second try at politics, if I'm not mistaken. The first one was for state elections?
Yes, that's right. And during the state election, I ran against the Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird, in Manly, yes.
You like going against a lot of Goliaths, because this time you are going to run against Tony Abbott.
Yeah, I guess I do. Also, it must be something in the water here in the Northern Beaches, because, yeah, we had the Premier and we have the ex-Prime Minister here as well. It's definitely not been easy, but it's been interesting.
A lot of people might say you are very brave.
I think, yeah, I'd say thank you for calling me brave and not foolish, I suppose, for those people. But I think no matter where you are, whether you're on a marginal seat or a swing seat, that you're somewhere that's been, you know, Labor or Liberal since the day the electorate is formed, if you really, really believe in something and you're passionate about seeing that change happen, you got to put your hand up and get out there.
What made you decide to run against Tony Abbott?
Well, running in the state election was an incredible experience, and that was my first proper foray into politics. And I had a really positive experience that time round, and it really showed me how much of a difference you can make even if you are only a small party with limited resources. And so when the federal election came round, I put my hand up to be a candidate again, because I really believe in this party, and I just felt that if I could go out there and even change a few minds, or just, you know, make people feel like they were being heard again, then it would be worth it.
You put your life on hold for this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I have. I've deferred university for the semester, because the reality is when you're a candidate from one of the smaller parties, there's a lot of work to do and there's only limited resources, both in terms of money and people. Because it's something that I am very passionate about, I wanted to give everything to it this time around and really have a strong campaign. So I've decided that I'd put uni on hold and really put my heart and soul into campaigning for the election.
How many weeks has it been? 2 or 3 weeks been like?
Yeah, we're coming up to 3 weeks, and we've still got a little while to go. So it's a very long campaign. So I'm just trying to pace it out as much as I can so that I have energy and enthusiasm the whole way to the end. But so far I'm going strong and I don't think I'm flagging anytime soon.
What has been the reaction?
I think largely a positive reaction, which has been really nice. I've had lots of really interesting chats with people when I've been out door knocking or leafleting around the area. Of course, you know, there's always people who are going to react negatively, no matter who you are. But I think that's all just part of it. And the main thing you can do is just take it in your stride and keep going about your day.
Your father is Filipino, if I'm not mistaken. And
yes,
he passed away when you were 17.
Yes, he did.
What do you think would he be saying to you right now if he were here?
I think he'd be proud of me. I think that's a big part of why I really felt compelled to do this as well. He grew up outside Iloilo in a very poor town as well. And he, you know, he worked incredibly hard and managed to get out of poverty, get a university education and build a life for himself in the Philippines and then again in Australia. And when you have someone like that as your parent, it kind of makes you think, well, I can do anything then, because look at what you did. So I think he'd be proud of me.
You mentioned education, and for Filipinos, education is a very valuable thing, isn't it?
Yes, incredibly. I think it's one of the main pathways to changing your life and changing different cycles of poverty, but also of opportunity.
Should you be victorious in the coming federal elections, what would you do in terms of education?
I think one of the biggest things I would do is take any threat to the current tertiary education systems we have off the table. There's a lot of insecurity for prospective students and current students when the government's talking about deregulating university fees and the fact that you could suddenly end up $100,000 in debt for your degree. And I think that's a lot of pressure to put on young people, and it's something that could deter you from pursuing that education. And similar things have already happened with TAFE. We have such reduced TAFE services because of cuts to that part of our education funding. And so I think that would be a main priority for me, putting education back as a priority for the policy and taking away that financial burden that is being increasingly placed on young people who want to have an education and want to enter the workforce in a skilled and professional way.
Having lost your dad at a young age, what is it that you plan to do for single families or families who have single parents raising their children?
I think it's really important to give these families the financial but also the community support they need. So it's not a matter of just, you know, increasing fiscal benefits. It's a whole change to the way that we, I think, approach our social services so that we can reinvest in community hubs like childcare or community centres so that single parents can not only have, you know, the financial support they need, but they can meet other people. They can have connections in the community so they don't feel so isolated.
What do you think would be your greatest challenge in the coming weeks?
I think a big challenge in an electorate like Warringah, which has been Liberal the whole time, is just even getting your voice out there. People kind of think they can only vote one way because things have been, you know, only that way for so long. They don't feel like they have any choices, or they feel like their vote will be wasted if they're voting for a smaller party. And I think that's my biggest challenge, just talking to people and helping them realise that your vote counts, even if it's not for a big party. It's still counted, and it still sends a really strong message to the government and to the opposition that the policies you care about are not the policies that they're bringing to the table.
Thank you very much for your time, Clara Williams-Roldan, from the Greens Party, candidate for Warringah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.